Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How have my values shifted at 45? Now, this video is going to be quite a special one for me because values are a subject which not only I find fascinating, but when I first started to understand that I was living my life according to a set of high priority values, so much of my life started to change. I can't discuss the subject of values without giving credit to Dr. John DeMartini and his institute that actually introduced me to the subject of values. In short, we all live our lives by a set of high priority values, things that mean the world to us, things in our life that we do with inspiration and energy and focus, areas where we're the most reliable and the most committed. And it's so obvious to see when somebody is operating in line with their highest values, they're happy, they're energized, and they're fulfilled. I spent quite a lot of my youth not living my life according to what I loved doing the most. I spent quite a lot of my life trying to fit into ideals. I'm sure you can understand where you feel. It's not that people are telling you to be a particular way, but you think that you should or you ought to study something or go to a certain university or college or fall into a particular type of industry because you feel it's expected. It's nobody's fault. You feel a particular way. You perceive something. Then I was introduced to the subject of values and I started to have a mirror put in my face where I was able to look at me and understand whether I was actually living a life that was congruent and aligned with what I wanted to do the most. Parts of my life were aligned, but others weren't. As I go through this, I want to just introduce you to how my values, the things that I valued the most, have changed and give you an opportunity to just question where you are in your life right now. But how things have shifted along the way. Now, I'm sure you can relate to this. In my 20s and 30s, it was so clear what I loved doing the most. 25 onwards, being in the gym, training, eating, and studying. Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings, and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. Right at the beginning of, say, 23, 24, when I became a trainer, I loved coaching, studying. I loved helping people. I loved training. Training, more than anything for me, was the one thing that enabled me to feel more confident, helped me feel more confident, gave me some purpose and significance. Prior to that, where I was very unfulfilled, I was trying to be what I thought the world expected of me, which was property. And most of the time I was unfulfilled. Even though I had huge respect for my father being in property, it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue. Then I became happy, inspired, committed. I was reading, studying. And the funny thing was, at that time for me, food and training, all collective together, is most of the time I was doing that, or I was coaching, or I was studying. And as my career has progressed, this business thing was down here in terms of what I valued, and the training thing was here. And then slowly, as my life has developed, business has become more important. Now, don't get me wrong, I valued making money, but I valued making money because money allowed me to study more. And so I valued putting my prices up and charging more. I just loved helping people and coaching and becoming better. The void that was in my life for so many years was significance and knowledge. And there was a time when things started to change. This is why we're moving into the age that I am now. I met my wife at 38, and up until then, it was literally training, bodybuilding, and food, and all that wrapped into one, which was kind of like the training pocket, education, and coaching. That's it. Below that was business growth, necessarily, and even further down the field was relationships and building larger degrees of wealth. I guess running the business and making some money was just how I actually funded the education and bodybuilding. And where am I right now? Well, I met my wife when I was 38, and I had this feeling that I don't know if I need or feel I have to myself pursue the bodybuilding, because one of my biggest goals was to build a body, a business, and a brain, and eventually you'll meet a wife. And I met my wife, and suddenly I had this shift in values where the competing aspect of me, the bodybuilding, the training was still very, very important to me, but the actual bodybuilding aspect of it, competing, just suddenly went straight down to the bottom of the pile. And then creating a life for me and my wife became very, very important, which actually meant the subject of wealth started to pop into my mind, because I had the responsibility of homing us and the responsibility of a lifestyle and all the things that I've ever wanted for me and my partner. And so I started to notice that being in the gym longer, being tired more, was not as important to me. And I talk about it in a previous video where I talk about the how I train and how I eat, because this kind of goes hand in hand with how my values have shifted over time. And I'm at 45 right now. And I will tell you right now that my values as they stand would be teaching and learning would be together, because my learning and teaching all go hand in hand. Business growth and impact and wealth. Now I say wealth, some of you may look at wealth and go, oh, money. I want to make a lot of money. Why do I want to make a lot of money? Because I can hire a bigger team. Why do I want a bigger team? Because I can impact more people. There is so much incredible value in being able to have more money in a business, which means you can get people within the business who are inspired by doing what they do, and they can help me do what I do. But also, I believe after 24 years of coaching, over the last 5-6 years, that I deserve everything that I put into helping other people. And me and my wife and the life that we want, the home that we want, the opportunity to live in Dubai, it requires more. But I'm giving and receiving. There is something that I learned from John DeMartini, a fair exchange for what I'm giving and what I'm receiving and what I can have. So my values, believe it or not, is quite funny. My health and fitness fall below the wealth and fall below the business growth and impact and fall below the teaching and education. My relationship with my wife, you might say, well, where's that appeared? That's there. But I'll tell you this, my wife and my family sit below the wealth, because if I'm not teaching and learning, I'm not inspired. If I'm not growing the business and making more impact, we're not making more money. And if we're not making more money, we don't have the life that we have. So these sit as a high priority task for me that facilitate my ability to be able to have the time to be able to train and look after my health, and also have the ability to be able to develop the life for me and my wife and our family. And it is really interesting when you listen to what I've just explained to you. Hopefully you're at this point in the video. I'd be interested. Comment below. Tell me, out of the things that you love to do the most, that I would literally be able to follow you for a day and just watch the thing that you do the most, that you are most excited and inspired and energized, the thing that just lifts you up. I'm recording this video right now. I'm with Michael and we're filming our YouTube and the podcast. And when I get to talk about what I know about and know I'm impacting you, my energy lifts, I'm inspired, I'm energized. But comment below. Type the thing that you're most inspired by. Is it business? Is it wealth? Is it coaching? Is it training? Just comment below. I'd love to hear from you. My life has changed so many times. But do you know what happens for so many of you? If you're not aware, if you don't have awareness of how your life is changing, then very often you will engineer things that you're doing because you think other people expect them of you. And I spent many of my life doing that. Now, every day, my focus is on the things that I'm most inspired by. I say no to the things that I'm not inspired by, which gives me a lot of time to do the things that I love doing. But sitting here right now doesn't mean, I've got no interest and passion in health and training. It just means that my values have shifted and yours will shift. And it's every 6 months I realign and I look at my values and I ask myself the questions, what are you doing the most of? What are you energized the most about? And it doesn't make me a bad person because my training has dropped, but it basically means that I'm not training for 2 to 3 hours every single day and taking 1.5 hours to, get my food down me and then have an hour to sleep. In my eyes, wasting 5 hours of my day, which could be more productive doing the things of teaching and learning, business growth, and making more money for the business. So at 45 now, I'm very, very happy with who I am. I'm very content with how my values have shifted. And I hope for you, by watching this, it's giving you an opportunity to understand a little bit more about values. It's giving you an opportunity to understand that it is normal that values change. And I'm going to encourage you with one other thing. My wife's values are not teaching, business growth, and wealth. If they were, I'd probably be looking for a mate the same as me. Don't think would work, all right? But my wife has very different values to me. It's very important as my values shift, my wife was very interested to see how mine had shifted. She knows from spending all the time with me that I talk probably the most about the three things that I'm most passionate about, but I'm also very interested in the things that she's most passionate about. So we understand each other's values because it's important for me to talk and discuss how she's feeling around the things that she values the most. And then we have respect, mutual respect for each other. And I believe that when there's that congruency and respect for each other's values, a relationship grows. And when your values separate, it doesn't make you a bad human being to not be a part together. So that's me at 45. That's where my values are right now. And maybe at 46, 47, I'll be doing more videos and telling you how the values potentially have shifted in a slightly different direction. I hope this has given you an insight into my values, my journey, an opportunity for you to be reflective of yours. And remember, your values are yours. They're not the same as everybody else's. And if you're trying to live your life according to somebody else's, you're going to be very, very unhappy. So find out what yours are, live according to yours, and you'll be very inspired, very happy, very energized, and you'll very, very, very likely, in truth, you will live a very, very happy, inspiring life. For now, make sure that you click like and subscribe if you find this episode of value, or send me a message on Instagram, share the podcast, help more trainers. And please make sure if you're on YouTube, click the link in the description. Make sure you join our Facebook group for more resources, more live trainings, live webinars, and I'll speak to you soon.